on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
As we are all sheltered in all over the country, there is one man in particular who is probably climbing the walls because, well, no, you know, he's not climbing the walls. He's got a beautiful young wife. He's probably, you know what he's doing, right? Bob Saget's on the line. Hey, Bob.
Absolutely, yes. I'm 63, John, so that everybody's young, right?
Right, that's true.
Damn, I don't look it. How old are you now?
I'm older than you.
Oh, that can't be. I've known you for so long. I got to ask you a question real quick. Where are you? Are you in studio?
Yeah, we're in studio.
Is that safe to do that? Is like very few people there? Because
yeah, it's just air staff and a couple of programming people. All the business departments, the salespeople, they're all gone. As a matter of fact, we are the only people in this office building. That is the whole building is empty.
I don't mind that.
Yeah,
I'm in a lockdown. You know, I'm just in my house with my wife, who's upstairs sleeping because it's earlier where I am, and we sleep until about 5 p.m. Wrap ourselves in bubble wrap and put on yarmulkes. That's pretty much what happens. And she's Sicilian. It hits her scalp and just flies up into the air. Never saw anything like it.
How have you been going off on the coronavirus? Have you like built up a whole like repertoire of material?
The weird thing was I was on tour and I was about to go to Canada and I canceled my shows and they were angry at me for canceling them. And I'm like, guys, you can't be angry. This is real. And then the next day, the whole place closed down. So I was ahead of the curve, which is unusual these days when people are with this horrific thing. You know, oh, wait, I didn't even know the thing existed. Oh, that's just the governor. Nothing to worry about. Secretly, don't tell anybody except my hometown of Philly. But I'm working on a podcast, which you know what they're like. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge amount of work. And I'm really proud of it because I'm connecting with people like you do. And in fact, I just do what you do. I just steal everything, play the same music, you know. I'll play Collective Soul and Snow Patrol. I mean, I know you're hit list. We're always 9 feet apart, but fortunately, I'm that endowed. So we can still connect, but once in a while, there'll be an accidental step on it, and it'll really hurt. It doesn't really make any sense. I kind of wish I lived by water so I could go fishing with it. that's my version of a coronavirus joke. I know so many people deeply affected. I have a friend, and that was it. That's the end of the sentence. I love when everybody's giving medical advice. Doesn't matter.
Right. We're all doctors now.
Right. Just anybody. Going to Wawa, they tell you what to do. But I haven't said Wawa, by the way, in a good 20 years, and it felt good.
If you need anything, we can send something. We can put together a care package for you. Do you need some tasty cake or something?
Oh, I do, but I'm afraid. You guys are in a big building. You might be touching metal surfaces and all the things they tell you. I mean, if you cover the thing in Purell and put it inside a...
We could have them shipped directly from Tasty Cake to you.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course I'm not kidding you. I'm John DiBella.
Okay, I'm texting you about this. What cures coronavirus? Right. Tasty Cake.
Great.
That would be the soundbite they want to use.
Right. Butterscotch Crimpets. It solves everything.
Oh, my God. And Tandy Cake.
Oh, Tandy Cake.
That's my jam. Yeah.
Nailed it. Okay, what's your favorite cheesesteak? And then I'll do more coronavirus humor. Go ahead.
Tony Luke's.
Steve's.
God, I've never been.
Doesn't
there.
Matter to me.
Well, you never been to either of those?
I was at, you know, always Chino's Pass, but I don't know about cheese. I don't like a product that has the word whiz in it. You want some cheese whiz? Then the guy just gave me cheese, and then you know what he did. So that wasn't good. Kind of ruined my sandwich. I don't want cheese and whiz. Well, the Corona thing, we went for a drive. We hadn't done that. We've been in the house for 6 weeks, and then last week we went for a drive. So we drive up Malibu Coast, and It's unbelievable. There's cars tailgating people and road rage and cars with windows wide open. And I'm like, oh, God, they're going to spit on my car. You know, my window's going to get it, you know. So just Larry David-ing my way up the coast. And we just turned around and said, this isn't fun. And then I had to drop off some FedEx things, and I had them in the car, and I went, I'm going to go to this FedEx box. Kelly gives me a white, a nice, moist white, a clean one. I didn't mean she, I'm not a baby. I mean, I'm not, so old.
I know, you just said, Kelly gives me a moist wipe, right? You know, it doesn't sound like it has anything to do with packaging.
No, what happened, some guy was tailgating me, so I made a poopy in my diaper. No, she's younger than me. She expected this. I was in the vows. I take you to be my wife, is what I said. That really threw her up. But she gets it down. You know, you don't go back to front. But anyway, the thing I was trying to tell you about the drive is we just came right home, and we were like so relieved to be safe back in the house.
Who came up with the idea for a full quarantine?
Full quarantine is just the opening credits of Full House, but shot for our individual homes. And it's John, Dave, myself, Candace, Jody, and Andrea. It's just to take off with the credits, and now we're all dealing with it. Jody's sleeping. I purl my hand, and I'm cleaning off a mop handle. Now, I want you to know, while I did that, there was another version of me cleaning off that mop handle, and then my eyes roll back. And Candace has a very healthy religious background and a good, morals system, and said, Bob, do you have another take of this? Because my daughter's editing
it. The one who's editing it.
Oh, that's funny.
It is amazing that the pandemic has made hit television shows that there is no way, no matter what people told me with Tiger King, that I would have been able to make it through them all. But with the pandemic, it's like, bring it on. I don't even care. Give me Love is Blind. Yeah. I watched the whole damn thing. I didn't want to. But my wife liked it. Everybody told me, Pop, you got to watch this thing. I'm sorry. You just got to watch it. I don't know if you can really date somebody through a wall and then say you're in love with them. That's like calling 911 and then proposing. What's your emergency? Will you marry me? I just want to wear a mask, hazmat, gloves, get a bunch of lube, and just go crazy. Just start humping people's fences.
You know, that's something. He may have just come up with a radio bit. What if we got hazmat suits?
Okay.
You know, and a slip and slide that was covered in Purell.
That sounds fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
As long as there's not a It's something like I can't touch the grass, because who knows if a grub worm's been near a UPS driver.
Wow, you're bad.
I'm really lucky because I was doing construction on my house, and I had like the gates reinforced, so it looks a little bit like Game of Thrones out here. I got a unicorn and a dragon in my pool, but we have the people bring stuff, deliveries, and you push a button, and then they come in. I said, just leave it on the other side of the gate, and I happened to be right in front of my house at the time, and I was about 30 feet from him, and he's like, starts coming toward me. He walked up to me 2 feet away with a delivery. And I'm like, no, please back up. I'm really sorry. But it's like, as soon as the guy comes toward you, it was like I was going to be molested. But, you know, it's very hard if you're a creature of habit, which a lot of
sure.
Just stop this stuff that we were normally just doing, which is coming up to somebody, handing it to them politely, and then tonguing them, and then kissing, just full on mouth. You know, I mean, the reason my mail server and Amazon delivery, and I mean, they love me. I mean, there's not one delivery that comes here they don't leave making out with Danny Tanner. Not one. It's Philly. In trouble? Have they had it pretty bad?
Not as close to Jersey and New York as we are.
Yeah. And you know, they're saying that we're supposed to be the next hot spot, but around here lately, it seems like we may have hit the peak. You know, we'll see in the next few days.
I hope so. I hope so for everybody. I got a lot of family there still. I had a lot of relatives that passed away, so they beat the curve. it's at the point where when I got my own car the other day and I hadn't done it, and then I needed to turn on. I have three cars in the garage and something fancy, they're all with this Bentley's, but three cars in the garage, and I just started all three of them. And then I realized, you're going to die, Bob.
I should have opened the doors.
I really should have.
So let me get going here. Bob Saget, you could follow him on Twitter at Bob Saget. All right. His website is simply bobsaget.com. And when does the podcast start?
It's a secret, but it's the 20th. It's,
okay. We won't tell anybody.
No, because we can't. I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed? Okay.
I can only tell my Philly people that can't tell anybody. But 420 is a magic day as far as I'm concerned.
I see.
Okay. I'm not a partaker, but I am I'm cool.
You always preferred heroin anyway.
I love shooting up. And, I don't think there's a day. Well, if you're going to watch Tiger King and all this other crap we're stuck with, I was watching The Crown last night. It was just, I must have popped 40 lewds. I didn't know what it was. I'm going to be watching stuff. If I'm binging, I'm using.
It's John DeBella.
This isn't even a show. You're just making stuff up.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.